Humility Towards Others by Virginia Brandt Berg.
In Matthew 11:29, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Humility is a place of such rest and contentment. Everything that Christ ever did, his words, his walk, was always an illustration of humility. And when he chose his disciples, he chose humble men. There were a few scholars among them, but they were men that had the grace to learn this virtue. Even his mother, Mary, said, "The Lord hath regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden." It wasn't high position or high-mindedness that made her fit to be the mother of God's Son, but lowliness. In the Gospel, Jesus prayed thus, "I thank thee, O Father, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes," that is, to the humble. Christ is here setting forth a statement that only the humble can receive the deepest truths of God. Remember perhaps what Bunyan said, "It's hard to get down in the valley of humiliation, for the descent is rugged and rough and steep, but it's surely a fruitful valley when you get down there." So much of the Christian suffering and heartaches come because Christians rebel at being humble in the hands of God. In Colossians, God's word says, "Put on the heart of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, even as the Lord forgave you." But remember, humility doesn't consist in hating oneself, but in not thinking of oneself, in thinking of others and revealing to them the humility of Jesus through your life. Note this wonderful verse, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself." That's in Philippians. "In honor preferring one another, servants one of another, each counting others better than himself, subjecting yourselves one to another." I wonder if you remember how the disciples disputed in Luke chapter 9 who would be the greatest in the kingdom. God's word says that Jesus set a little child in the midst of them and said, "Whosoever shall humble himself as this little child shall be exalted." Then they asked, "Who shall be greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus answered, "He that's the least among you, the same shall be great." You remember about the sons of Zebedee. They asked Jesus if they could sit on his right hand and his left hand, the highest places in heaven. He told them that was not his to give. But he added, "Whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant, even as the Son of Man came to serve." How few Christians make humility the object of great longing, and how little this topic is preached. Yet in Luke chapter 18, verse 14, we find this statement, "Everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." So many times I've thought of this little illustration of a young preacher. When ascending a platform to preach, he was quite sure of himself and was confident that his sermon was going to be good. He'd put a great deal of thought into it, and he had some well-prepared notes. He was sure he was going to make a very good impression on the congregation, and folks would tell him afterwards what a fine sermon that was. So he ascended the steps of the platform with his head held high, with considerable pride and self-assurance. There wasn't much need for leaning on the Holy Spirit. He was so sure of himself. But when he got to preaching, he couldn't get his stride. He stumbled and fumbled, and he lost his train of thought at times, and he didn't feel the anointing of the Lord. So when he finished, he came down quite different than he had gone up. His head was hanging low, and as he passed a faithful old elder sitting on the front seat, the elder touched his arm and whispered to him, "O son, had you gone up the way you came down, you could have come down the way you went up." External teaching and preaching can't give humility. It must be the Holy Spirit of God. How much there can be of active, earnest religion, and yet not Christ-like humility. The grace of humility is surely scarce. God help us to remember that the test of the daily Christian walk is love and humility. Humility towards others is proof of humility towards God, for the spirit of our lives manifests itself in our interaction with others in sweet humility. Humility before God is nothing if not shown in humility before men and in our home life as well. Set not your mind on high things, but condescend to those that are lowly. Another verse says, "Through love, be servants one of another." And, "Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another." The Bible also says, "Therefore walk with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love." I'll confess, it's one of the hardest lessons to learn, and it's rarely learned in the schools of men. It has to be learned through fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, as you humble yourself in his presence and learn of him, being meek and lowly of heart. When you hear about all the confusion, doubts, and fear in the hearts of men today, remember that Jesus has promised you rest. "Take his yoke upon you and learn of him, and ye shall find rest." It doesn't say you'll become an advanced thinker or a great intellectual, but if you'll learn of him, because he is meek and lowly of heart, you shall find rest for your soul. Take time to learn some of these wonderful scriptures on humility, and thus you will draw near to the heart of God. Humility by Margaret Cagle. One day I heard a person say, "I'm proud that I'm a humble man." I thought, this is an ironic remark. I'll try to understand it if I can. It is not easy to be humble sometimes. We often say we have to eat crow when we have to admit we're in error, and it can be embarrassing, we know. All through the Bible are examples we're told of men who did stumble, but God forgave them when they prayed and sought to be meek and humble. Humility goes a long way with God. He really hates a proud look. You'll see that God honors humility if you take a look in his book. O Christian, don't boast about success. Let your spirit be humble and meek. Try to please your heavenly Father. And for other men's praise, never seek.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.